Now time for a locker room chat with Jason Tine and the Axel Boys head basketball coach after a pair of games from this past week and a couple of good ones, a couple of wins. First, Coach, we'll start off with your guys' 81-55 win against Blue Valley. Your thoughts on that one?
We played really well for four quarters. We did a really good job in the second half of pounding the ball inside, and I think Grady Bussey had 12 points in the third quarter alone, and then we kind of just took control of that game in the second half and kind of, you know, I guess really did a great job defensively, making sure that we guarded, protected the rim, kept them out of the paint, and we guarded and contested a lot of shots and led to a lot of runouts. And the score, I mean, it ballooned. It was a 10-point game, and then all of a sudden it became, a 20-point game just like that. And so I thought the boys did a really good job of staying focused and putting four quarters together and, yeah, that's why we scored 81 points.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys defeated them in the CBL Championship. How nice was it to beat them not just in that game, but again in such a incredible fashion?
Yeah, we thought, you know, Isaac got hurt in the second quarter against them in the CBL Championship. We kind of thought that, you know, that kind of killed our momentum. And, you know, it was senior night, and Owen Strotham was there, so it was nice. And he got a start, got a score bucket, and, you know, it was kind of nice to put icing on the cake for him there at the end. And so it's indicative of who we really are sometimes as a team. If we can put that four quarters together like that, we'll be a tough out the rest of the way.
Absolutely, you guys will. And you guys followed it up with an overtime win at Centralia on the 21st. And, Coach, this was a pretty fun game to watch. I mean, you guys had multiple guys going. You had Brandon, he had a nice day. Isaac had a nice day. Eli had a nice day. Your thoughts on your overall efforts?
You know, it kind of started the same way we started the last couple games, and we jumped out to a big lead there. And then the second half, you know, Centralia is a good team, and their senior night, they weren't going to go down without a fight. And they kind of did slow the game down a little bit. We're very patient with this, and we kind of, you know, our shot selection kind of, it wasn't bad, but they were running about 1 minute of offense, minute and a half offense, and they ended up at 2 points. We were running offense, but we weren't getting, shots weren't falling. So it kind of got tight there in the second half, and I give our boys a ton of credit. I think we were 2 of 11, 2 of 10 in the fourth quarter, and they stuck to it, and, you know, they found a way to win, and that's what good teams do, and I think that's where we're getting to, is that point where, you know, even if we don't have our best stuff, we might find a way to win a game just because we're competitive enough to get there. So that's a good feeling going into this sub-state tournament coming up.
And speaking of the tournament, you guys get a bye. How nice will it be to have that few extra days off to recover and get ready for your semifinal round?
Yeah, it's nice to get your legs back underneath you, but you know, this time of year you kind of want to be playing instead of practicing, and I know the kids definitely do. But it, we'll use it, take advantage of it, get our legs back, try to work on and fine-tune in a couple things as we head into next Friday, next week. And I just think that you have to use this time wisely. It's maybe not the quantity of hours that you put in, it's the quality. So we're going to be short and intense and try to, you know, get our point across and, you know, make sure that we're ready to roll when the ball tips off next Friday night.
And last question for you quickly here, Coach. How nice is it to have that sub-state tournament be at home?
I think it's nice. We've had it home last couple of years. It definitely is nice as far as the home crowd advantage. And, you know, the kids are comfortable shooting on our goals. I always feel like every team shoots better at their home place. So they like it. It gets them in a routine and a rhythm. They've been doing it the last couple of years. So it's definitely an advantage. And I wouldn't want it any other place, so I guess that's favorable thinking on my part, but it's a good feeling to have it at your place.
Yeah, I bet. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. As always, appreciate it, not just today, but this entire season, as this is our last one, so I really appreciate you, and best of luck in sub-state.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys and basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings, as the Eagles prepare for their semifinal matchup of Substate coming up next Friday.